This is Twit.
Story in the Daily Beast about what our friend Sergey Brin has been up to since he retired.
Oh.
This is actually really cool. He runs a secret disaster relief squad called the Global Support and Development. It's made up of ex-military and Brin's former bodyguards, entirely funded by Brin to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. They swoop in when trouble strikes. When Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas last September, shortly after the storm died down, long before Bahamian government aid arrived, Sergey Brin arrived on a high-speed super yacht. Oh, man.
God, how did we not know this?
Oh, man. Access crews set to work clearing roads with chainsaws so survivors could find their way to the team's medical staff. Their doctor and paramedics triaged or treated nearly 1 in 10 of the island's population. Their marine specialists used sonar systems to survey the seafloor for hazards. If this isn't a movie, I don't know what is. While their aviation experts set up an air traffic control system at Abaco's damaged airport, which allowed over 1,100 civilians.
This isn't a movie. This isn't a movie. This is a weekly series.
Oh, this is never a dull moment around
Join
that name, right?
The Global Support and Development Team as they sail their super yacht to trouble.
Exactly. It's Hawaii 5-0 and the $6 million man and Wonder Woman. And
they've been doing this for five years.
Wow. Who knew?
And by the way, if you've been thinking you want to ride on the gigantic new airship that Sergey has just launched.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
You'll be glad to know employees get catered lunches, free gyms, and on-site massages.
Really?
Yes.
That's all?
Well, I think they get paid. I bet they get paid. What? Dragonfly is the name of this super yacht. It's an $80 million 15-cabin super yacht that swoops in when trouble arrives. This is so wild. Of course, you know, if you're a billionaire and you're not doing stuff like this, you're really missing the boat. Here's your opportunity to become, you know, a movie superhero. Dragonfly has a doctor and five paramedics on board. It actually started kind of impromptu in 2015 when Cyclone Pam pounded Vanuatu. Dragonfly was nearby, so Sergey said, let's go on over and see what we could do to help out. Actually, I don't think Sergey was on there, but his captain, Mike Gregory, contacted Sergey, said, can we go over there? And they did. Sergey Brin is the charity's sole donor. He grabbed a number of Air Force pararescue guys I'd been affiliated with from the security world and a couple of corpsmen out of the Navy SEAL teams, Dawson said in his speech. We raided every Home Depot and pharmacy we could find, and on about 18 hours' notice, we launched, making landfall at remote islands north of Vanuatu's capital, Port Vila. Dragonfly reportedly moved 62 metric tons of fresh water ashore, treated over 250 patients, man, facilitated three medical evacuations, and built shelters in multiple villages.
What the hell?
This was 5 years ago. We didn't even know. When other aid
How
groups,
did we not know this?
When
I'm
other
serious.
Aid wow. groups started to arrive, Dawson's team patted themselves on the back and returned to the United States. But no rest for the weary. About 2 weeks later, a large earthquake hit Kathmandu. Dawson said he got a phone call from his boss. Sergey called me up and he said, are you guys ready to go? We're going to Kathmandu. In 2016, they responded to a powerful 7.8 earthquake in Ecuador, Hurricane Matthew in the Bahamas, Hurricane Irma in 2017 in the Turks and Caicos Islands. At the end of 2018, following deployments to a volcanic emergency in Vanuatu, a drone mission to Haiti, and another storm in the Pacific, Brin finally set up GSD as a nonprofit charity. He has sole responsibility for the board of directors, is the sole donor. Eric Powell, another of Brin's former security staff, was chosen to join Dawson as a director. It now has 20 full-time staff, most of whom have medical training, another 100 contractors. Dawson noted that Special Forces veterans, this is a story from the Daily Beast, comprising about a quarter of GSD's workers, are very good at living unsupported, establishing communications, and problem solving.
And they have biceps like ants.
It's called, I'm going to call it Bryn Team 6.
Let me get that tree out of the way for you.
Hold 1 minute.
GSD declined to comment on the record for this story, and attempts to reach Bryn personally were unsuccessful. They're not even, we don't want any coverage. We got nothing to say.
Wow. I can see why people are mad at us for not talking about Google. Something like this has been out there for 5 years. Shame on us.
I don't even see a picture of the boat. I want to see. Wait a minute. Let me search. I could Google it. Super Yacht Dragonfly. I want a picture. Oh, it's the world's fastest super yacht.
Is there a picture?
Yeah.
Man, that's purdy. That
73 meters. Oh, wow. Currently unavailable for hire, but at one time it was, but it was $773,000 Australian a week. Oh, my gosh. That's purdy. Where's the helicopter? Bucks. I don't see a helicopter in the deck, though. They need a helicopter in the deck. Well, so good for Sergey, right? Sergey always had that. He always wanted to be Iron Man.
Yeah.
He always wanted to do
that. Clearly.